And how did your mother cope with your behaviour?
It was quite difficult for her, I think. Looking back, it was very difficult for her. But it was also very difficult for me. I don't think she ever understood, even to the day she died, I don't think she ever understood where my behaviour came from. And it wasn't until much later on in my life, looking back and actually analysing it, that I realised that my behaviour stemmed from ignorance. I didn't know what was happening to me. I was never told. So my automatic response was to rebel. So everything she did for me, I rebelled against. By the time I was about 8 or 9, perhaps 10, she couldn't cope anymore, and she got in touch with social services and so on and so forth. I was disrupting the family. I wouldn't take the insulin. I was being hospitalised weekly. I would steal bottles of Alpine Fizzy Pop, knowing I'm not supposed to drink it. She had to go to the shops en route to school and tell them not to give me sweets and so on and so forth. And she couldn't cope. So in the end, she sent me to boarding school.
How long were you there?
I was actually there for about 18 months. I was taken out because I was becoming educationally subnormal. My father was very much on education, though we only saw him over weekend. He made sure every weekend we did some maths, we did some English, we did some Spanish and French, because obviously he's French and Spanish speaking. And within 18 months, I'd done all of the work that they had available in the school. And we hadn't realised at the time I actually went there that the level educationally was as low as it was. So my father insisted that I be taken out of the school, and I went back into mainstream school. I went into the first year at the Maypole Comprehensive at 1D1, which is the bottom class. And by the end of the first year, I was put into 1A2, and I stayed there throughout the rest of the school year, the school time.
And did you have the normal teenage rebellions over sort of drink, drug, sex, etc.?
No, I didn't actually. No, drinks never interested me. I've never had an interest in drink, even now as an adult. Occasionally I'll have a glass of wine, but apart from that, no. I used to smoke cigarettes. I was about 14, 15. But there again, I think that was just another form of rebellion. And I think it was me having control over something.